worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Here we are, rocked you like a hurricane. That's probably, I regret that right away.
That was
a
man.
No. Just ignore me.
Can we restart that?
Nope, we're off to the races.
Oh, no.
You know what you can call that, though? That mistake? A freak accident.
No.
Come on, Nikki.
That's as bad as flooding your ears.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Oh, come on, Nikki.
I'm saying.
I'm glad she jumped on board with it, though. See, she's riding.
Still a bad idea, but, well, yeah. We're putting it out there.
Yeah, at this point, there's no turning back.
Should we just change our show name to Dope Brain?
We might have to change it to Canceled.
Yeah, okay.
It is a freak accident, though. We are so thrilled to have you listening. Our website is afreakaccident.com. Send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. My name's Crisco, and I'm joined by Nikki and Lazy E.
Snap this week. I did it.
Like a Slim Jim?
No, it was like a Slim Jim, yeah. Bad moment.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really bad.
I don't have any more intro to do, so if you want to just get right into it, by all means, get right into it.
So
I can see what he's doing. He's waiting for me to deliver some other discourse that's just not
coming. We want to know why you snapped.
So, dealing with the house. I'm finally almost done with that, but I think...
That's what he thinks.
Well, done with the mortgage end of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's still moving at Audubon speeds through the process. So.
I am. I'm just trying to get it done. So I am dealing with that. And, I'm dealing with, getting proofreader out of her house into our house. And then dealing with work.
Weird to say it that way.
I know.
It? Our house.
Our.
Ooh. Our house.
Don't think I'm not ready for anything, damn it. Just because I snapped. But... So I'm dealing with all that, dealing with work on top of all of that, and I just saw white. I don't know what happened.
Now, when did this happen?
On Sunday.
Why were you working on Sunday?
Because I couldn't get caught up.
Oh, my God.
And he wonders why he snapped.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I snapped. I don't know exactly what happened. I know I apparently just started yelling, and then I went through, all the emotions at once, but... I don't remember a thing.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Yeah, no, seriously, it was. Well, from what I know, I don't know what happened. I just remember waking up the next morning, and it was like a...
Listeners on the radio station tuned in, and they just heard, ah! He was just screaming into the void.
So the weirdest thing was waking up the next morning, and it felt like I had a hangover. It felt like I drank... all the beer.
That is what stress does to you.
And I the whole day I was spaced out.
So you had a panic attack. That's what happened. You had a legitimate panic. I've had one before as well, multiple times actually. They aren't fun. Yeah, because you essentially black out, you don't remember anything, and then people afterward tell you something was seriously wrong.
It's called your brain shut down.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
Proofreader said she's never seen me like that before in her, the time we've been together. And
which salesperson was it who hurt you? Because I know it had to be one of them.
All the hurt. And then what I did on Monday, I'm like, I want to get...
What a gentleman, by the way. You notice that? He didn't throw anybody under the bus on podcast.
No,
but there's some I wish I could. Literally. So I'm sitting there Monday. I'm like, just something. Give me a sign. My God, give me a sign of what to get help for, what I need to look into. And it was funny because... Right when I said that, I'm not joking. I was just turned on Facebook real quick, which I normally don't have time to do. Looked at it, and five posts, almost in a row, show this video on anxiety. And I watched it, and I swear it was like a biography about my life.
Check, check.
Wait, it was like
check.
me, super me, definitely me.
Paranoia for no reason. thinking people are talking about you for no reason, getting no sleep at night, feeling like something bad's going to happen when it really isn't, playing out scenarios in your head where you're yelling at people or having an argument with somebody. I'm like, this is my life. So this is my next step on figuring that out now.
Getting a therapist.
Yeah.
They're wonderful, let me tell you.
They are. They do good work.
You know, the funny thing is, like,
I could say that having been the recipient of their work over the years, they do good work.
Although
I am incredibly maladjusted, you might notice that. So yeah. Maybe I should look
not
into
the best
further,
yeah.
Further, because, yeah, obviously their work is not finished on my end of
it
things.
It is not
here.
Done.
Right, yeah. The work continues. But, they do good work. So.
Do. But the one thing I've noticed in 2017, one good thing about this, well, there's a lot of bad in 2017, is that now going to a therapist or at least opening up about it is not a bad thing or not viewed upon.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
But back in, like, even as short as 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago,
yeah,
it had a connotation.
It never was something to be embarrassed about, but
no.
People would make you feel embarrassed about it anyway.
There was a connotation. There was a stereotype put on you. And now it's a little more open, especially with recent events with certain rock stars.
Yeah.
You know, having that problem. Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington, all of them kind of opened up that eye a
little
bit.
Robin
Williams is another one.
Yeah.
And I think it's become, oh man, these people aren't crazy. They just need a little help.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you're going to do in the meantime, though? Like, you're taking steps, like, to clear yourself up now?
Yeah, I'm like trying to
get a punching
work.
Bag in the office and just lay into it when things get frustrating.
Yeah, just pick one salesperson.
Are you giving yourself you time? How about that?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
I'm trying to say, you know what? This isn't time for work. When I get home, email is not checked.
No.
Ever.
Yeah,
unless I have a package that's being sent to my house and I have to check my work email for it, that is the only way.
I would transfer all of that to your personal email.
Well, I mean, just recently, at least. I couldn't do that all right now, but
you have a lazye@afreakaccident.com email address, and nobody sends anything there,
so by
all means, just feel free to use that.
I get emails there, but they're not nice emails.
All right, yeah, that's true.
Webcam girls.
Russian
also,
brides.
Also, apparently my credit card was stolen, and I just need to call them now and tell them it.
Like 50 times. Yeah, just click this link and give us all of your credit card information, including your social security number, your date of birth, your fingerprint.
Yeah. But we do get a lot of emails there. But that's what I'm starting to do, at least until I get the process going and then learning a little bit more how to help myself, because I really neglect that part. So it's going to be a work in progress.
Admittedly, you are under a lot of pressure, though. Job situation, not well. Just the frustrations that's been going on there over the last months and couple of years. But that, buying a house, big decision, life-altering decision. Wedding, big decision,
life-altering
decision. And this podcast, frustrating. You know, obviously,
painful,
agonizingly
awful,
boring, and
just
soul-crushingly
waste of time.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I can get it, is what I'm saying. I totally understand.
But, and this has nothing to do with
getting
that.
Pulled over, car trouble.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I forgot
over.
About the thanks. And listeners, if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, go to iTunes.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
After we just trashed it for 10 minutes.
Maybe we're just being reverse psychologists.
That's exactly what's happening.
You like that reverse psychologist? Can we put that down as like a resume thing?
I would now. Put it under skills.
Doctor. Doctors now. That's what we are.
Yeah, put it under skills and then under objective. Put don't hire me.
Yeah.
Definitely don't.
Special skills. That's our special skills. Can do it 100 times.
On this show today, though, on top of Lazy E's anxiety...
We're going to give him more.
Your former home state, well, former state that you used to live in, is mostly underwater. Texas is really,
awful.
Really not doing well because of Hurricane Harvey. We'll give you the scoop, and we'll tell you how you can donate to help as well.
Also, some interesting stories around it that there's some that will put a smile on your face.
Well, that's good.
We always feel old anymore because we're all around 30 or over 30.
Hello.
I'm still hanging out underneath Yeah. Mickey, you're 30 though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look older.
So we're gonna make all of us feel way older when you hear about what this year's college freshmen, some factoids about them. Yeah, it's gonna age us in a very, 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 very bad way.
I never look forward to this every year.
Add it to his anxiety. Yep. You're getting old. Death approaches.
Great.
We have McGregor Mayweather. The results of that record-breaking fight. We will talk about that later on in the show. What did your teachers tell you that turned out to be totally false?
Oh, we got so much interaction on our Facebook.
Yeah, our listeners chiming in. We'll get your responses to that there and find out why hangovers get worse as you age. It is all on the way in this episode of A Freak Accident. Aren't you glad you're here? No pressure on Lazy E, though. Just, you know, keep it to yourself.
Please!
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AfreakAccident.com and click on Connect.
Where are you guys coming from?
Far down. Third Street down. So, yeah, it's about shoulder length over there.
Just pray. That's all I ask. Just pray for my babies.
All of my family lives in Southeast Houston. They're all flooded in, and they don't have a way out.
Jeez, man. You know, I can crack all the stupid, terrible puns and jokes that you want. It is a terrible, terrible situation. This is probably worse than Katrina? I don't know, man.
It's the same level.
Yeah, you're talking Katrina. What was the one that wiped
it's
out
the anniversary?
Jersey? Yeah, it is
too.
Interestingly enough, and Louisiana's getting bombarded right now. Well, New Orleans is in.
New Orleans is Louisiana, right?
It is in Louisiana,
right near, right near Texas.
I was right. Okay. Well, Sandy too, right? Sandy was pretty bad. That's the one that wiped out Jersey.
Yeah.
This one, what made it even worse is that it touched back down.
Yeah.
It got worse.
And it was like, it was kind of doing what happened to our area here in the Northeast a few years back. In 2011, we had record flooding because a tropical storm came up and basically got stuck over us and just rained on us for five straight days.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, we lost an entire town up here, was washed away, a bunch of other damage and things like that. Kind of the same thing happened. Hurricane Harvey came in, made landfall, and then kind of got stuck there.
Yeah, because of fronts and everything.
For 2 days, you're sitting there watching, and it's just not moving. It's just holding still. And I'm like, that is... We've seen it. What that does, and with a storm of that size, real bad.
And what makes it worse, being down there instead of up here where we're at, it's flat. So we had mountains, you know, going down the mountain. This, it just, it's there.
Yeah.
And it's also dry, so there's nothing absorbing the water.
Yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas, including the ocean now.
And
God, I hate myself.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Listen, if we can't make little jokes, you know, to laugh about, I mean, what are you going to do? Otherwise, it's just crushingly depressing because the entire city of... Why are you pointing to Lazy E?
We're going to snap.
It's getting there.
Well, he lived in Dallas, not
this
Houston.
This is true,
so.
Yeah.
But it's still... Dallas got hit, not as hard.
Right.
Houston
is underwater.
This didn't happen too long ago to them. Like a couple months ago, the same thing was happening. Not to that magnitude, but they got flooded.
Did you see the recent picture, the one highway down there?
Oh,
where
yeah.
it is so deep underwater, the water has waves on top of it. Like the water, there's waves cresting and crashing. There's white caps on the waves on a highway. That's how deep underwater it is.
One of the most depressing pictures I saw were those old people in the nursing home.
Oh, dude.
They're up to their They're up to their waist in water, just sitting there. They did get saved.
Yeah.
But... That what can they do? They're stuck.
And you have to wonder too. You know, people were cracking on that. Well, who was there to help them, and why not?
Look,
how
this.
Do they get there to help
well,
them?
Well, that
like
and how many people do you think were standing by? Look at the city,
right?
Take your pick of where to start.
Yep,
the whole thing is underwater, and all of those people need help.
That's why I gave big ups to Southwest Airlines.
Yeah,
they gave free flights out. Like to, I
yeah,
forget
just
how
to get
people.
Them out of the area.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So they just basically gave up their planes, which is not a cheap thing
nope.
to do, and especially in an airline industry that's not doing so hot.
Yeah,
that was an awesome move by their part.
You got to give the Cajun Navy credit too. They came over from
Louisiana.
Louisiana and well, the South as well. Yeah. Basically everywhere where there's...
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah, right. They came over with their... what do you call them? The fan boats and everything else. And they're doing their part to rescue people. I love the stories, though, like the people who anybody who had a boat within driving distance was driving down there. There's that one guy going into the city and the reporter's asking him, like, what are you here to do? He's like, just save some lives. I'm just going to save some lives. He got in his boat and took off into the sunset like Schwarzenegger or something.
The one that got me, and I think it's just... It showed how much, you know, no matter what we're like to each other during an election or anything else. This guy's named Ray Driver, and you got to just hear how he talks about this.
I've flooded before. I know what it's like. It's tough. Just try to help.
You're a hero to a lot of people. You know that.
Nah, it's what we do.
How long have you been at it?
Oh, just a few hours. We've been protecting our home, you know, up to this point. Now that the water's up, it's time to get out and help.
Ray, what runs through your mind when you see the cats rescue, the children rescue, these people, and the look on their faces when you show up?
Real happy. Proud to be a Texan.
I've observed a lot of the selflessness from Houstonians. Describe that character, that spirit.
It's all over the place. There's hundreds of volunteers, thousands of volunteers today helping people all over the city. Mm. So everybody just comes together. Everybody's been through different events before. So people help others that have been helped in the past. So that's what we're trying to do.
And I've seen a lot of people point out the news, like the local news affiliates down there have been doing really, really good work covering this, even to the point where they've actually gotten involved.
So this fella, I want the incident response team that was over here on the Hardy Toll Road is not here. Here we go. We have a boat coming. We have a boat coming. I'm going to flag these guys down and see. Are you guys headed down to the truck right here?
No, we're in there.
There's a truck driver stuck here in about 10 feet of water. Thank you. I'm going to try to get his attention. Sir?
Yes.
There's a boat here.
All right.
18-wheeler go under the water.
Can you say that for me one more time? What happened here last year?
Same location, 18-wheeler. He didn't know it was as deep as it was, but it was on the flip side of the freeway, and we had to go dive for him because he passed away and went underwater. So.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys get to it because...
The hard part is just trying to find a location to put in it. Once I get in there, I'll be okay.
That is a really amazing end result to what could have been a deadly situation, which was a deadly situation here just a year ago.
So it's a good thing she was there. Otherwise, that guy would have just been stranded in his truck for who knows how long.
Yeah, a lot of people are showing selflessness. They're giving up on what they should be doing just to do the right thing. Like that Ray Driver, he just got his family done, and the first thing he thought, help other people.
Absolutely.
You have to in those situations, though. I mean, if it weren't for volunteers, you know, anybody with a boat helping out, I mean, the Coast Guard's not equipped to handle that magnitude of a catastrophe. FEMA's not. The National Guard, nobody's ready for that.
A lot of the reporters, though, like, and they're just trying to do their job. Like, she was trying to do her job. She went and tried to help, though, after.
Not all reporters doing the right thing, though.
No, they're doing it right, but people not too happy.
Now, you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of. But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the f*** is wrong with us.
So I'm so
sorry. And you really trying to understand it with the microphone still in my face.
Sorry.
With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone in my face.
Sorry. And Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on.
The thing is, like, she probably wasn't that mad at the reporter. It's just a lot's going down.
She had a panic attack.
Yeah, she really did.
I can hear the producer, like, in my heart going, cut the feed.
Stop now.
Just shut the camera off. Turn the lights off. But seriously, though, like, I can see interviewing the volunteers who are trying to help. Interviewing victims, though, tell us what it was like to pull your kids out of water that almost killed them.
Not in the same...
out my face.
Not the same magnitude. But it's like that reporter that has to ask this losing Super Bowl team, how does it feel?
Sure.
What do you think it's going to feel like? It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no.
The real story is if you see a guy doing jumping jacks saying, "Nah, day's great." Yeah. That's your story.
Right. Now, the skies parted and the sun came out as our President of the United States descended on the drowning city of Houston, Texas. And what did he have to say to the people to rally them?
We love you. You are special. We're here to take care. It's going well. And I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout. This is historic. It's epic what happened. But you know what? It happened in Texas, and Texas can handle anything. Thank you all, folks.
I love that one line that people have been calling attention to. It. What a crowd. What a great turnout.
You know what? I'm going to give him a pass on that.
I have the best crowds. Believe me, I have the best disaster response. It's a beautiful response. You can quote me on that. Everything's going to be wonderful for Texas.
The thing is,
that I will tell you.
I feel bad because I think he was just going off the cuff and didn't know what to say at that moment.
Well, he's a boob. That's the kind of thing that boobs say when they're put on the spot.
He had a good sentiment. Now, this probably wasn't the best thing he could have said.
There's never been anything so historic in terms of damage and in terms of ferocity as what we've witnessed with Harvey. Sounds like such an innocent name, Ben, right? But it's not innocent.
Why is everybody laughing? That's not a good joke.
Prior to this, the only Harvey I had experience with was the last name Davidson that I would ride down the road on the bike and everything would be wonderful and it would be sun shining. This is a completely different kind of Harvey.
I love Harvey Dent. That's my favorite.
He's an idiot, so he thinks Harvey Davidson is Harvey Davidson. That's the joke. He's a boob. Boobs say booby things, and he definitely said plenty of booby things.
You know how you know it's a bad...
Don't put him on the spot without a script.
You know how you know it's a bad storm? When beer helps you. Did you hear about the beer companies?
Oh, Anheuser-Busch. Yeah, they actually stopped making beer so that they could produce emergency drinking water.
Oh, good for them.
They stopped for a while.
Still, though, that's Budweiser. Don't drink that.
But they make good water.
That's all that they make.
Exactly.
Wink! Beer snob. Uh-huh. Hashtag beer snob.
And then we, of course, had the greatest moment. You know, we all need to laugh during a moment. Like you were saying, you need a reason to laugh.
Yeah. In your darkest moments without laughter, there's just the blade.
There's just dark. Right. And that was probably the better way to put it. No, it happened with this. These reporters, they were covering the people helping. And it was a misunderstanding.
And that was really an example of what we're seeing here. Look at them sharing water just out of the cap of that bottle.
Realization?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure that was water.
Well, whatever they need to feel better, guys.
Oh, it was vodka.
I mean, hey, you know, you watched your house get washed away. I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Well, at that point...
Hey, my house is standing on dry ground, and I still drink. Any excuse I need.
I was just not saying... That situation was horrible for them, but to see them finally just relax for a second even.
Right, get and not away, to be in panic.
Yeah, just to get away from it for a moment.
But we do have ways, you know, all of this, it's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's going to take years.
It's going to take a long time for
Galveston's
them to recover from
still this. Hurting in New Orleans from Katrina.
There are ways for you to help and for you to get involved. And we've got a couple of them here from time.com. Number one, the American Red Cross. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or you can text Harvey, that's H-A-R-V-E-Y, to the number 90999. That will tack a $10 charge onto your phone bill. Standard text messaging rates apply. Void where prohibited.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's right. But it'll tack the $10 charge onto your phone bill, and that'll be a $10 donation in your name to the Red Cross.
And what's great about that, you probably get your bill already auto-deducted. You're not going to notice $10.
Yeah.
Do it to help out.
And again, that's 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or text Harvey to 90999. Also, the Salvation Army has been responding to the storm, helping those in need. They are accepting specific donations for Harvey victims, according to its website. Like the American Red Cross, those who want to donate have the option to do so online, via telephone, or via text. You can call 1-800-SAL-ARMY, text STORM to 51555, or helpsalvationarmy.org. Save the Children is also involved. You can look them up. And we've got Airbnb as well. This is interesting.
This was really cool. It's people that, People donate their, like, you buy a room in their house, right, and you could stay for a couple days. These people are just giving away their rooms, and you could see on there, there's so many, and so many has already, sure, have already taken advantage
and
of
it. They're waiving service fees, too, for anybody who needs shelter during the storm.
Good. It's absolutely free.
You know who's not helping shelter people during
Joel
the storm?
Osteen!
Joel Osteen! You know who he is, right?
The megachurch guy.
Megachurch televangelist. He's got a... His church is in Houston, isn't it? Or is it in Dallas? I can't remember.
It's in Houston.
It is in Houston? Yeah, he's got a giant facility. It was the former...
I hope it was flooded.
It was a former... No. What was it? It was a former...
I have no idea.
It was just... It was like a professional sports stadium complex kind of thing. It's huge, right? He came under fire for good reason for not opening his doors to people who needed shelter. Well, his excuse was my favorite. He goes, "Well, nobody asked. They're not supposed to ask, man. That's the point. You're
altruism."
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's kind of what the Bible teaches you, doesn't it?
Aren't you supposed to be a servant and, like, you know, aren't you supposed to demonstrate God's mercy by volunteering things like that when you have so much room and when you have so many resources at your disposal, you use them just for situations like this.
He lied, too, because at first it was like, oh, there's too much damage from the storm. There's none.
Yeah.
I think he...
Because people actually walked over to it and were taking pictures. Like, look, here it is. It's fine. And I'm standing here on the ground. It's
I may perfect. Be wrong. I think now after being backed up, he actually opened the doors.
They did.
Yeah.
But I still love that his first response was, well, it's not my fault. Nobody asked.
Yeah. What?
Idiot. You volunteer. That nobody asked, what's his name who came in? Driver. Ray Driver. Nobody asked Ray Driver to come down and save people. He volunteered. That's what you do, man. That's what you're supposed
to
do.
Like all those people that volunteer their money to pay for your house.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, though. Maybe he couldn't find his way out of his 13,000 square foot mansion. Maybe he just got lost in like the 54th bathroom or something like that. He couldn't find his way out.
That everybody volunteered their money to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're not bitter about that.
Texas, stay safe. Yeah. And again, we gave you all those ways that you can help donate.
Help.
And we will post it on the website and our Facebook page and stuff like that, too. So help out wherever you can. And our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. Stay strong. Everything's bigger in Texas, including your ability to survive. So make sure you take advantage of it. Up next, we've got something. I forgot what it was. Now
oh
I remember.
My God.
Things that will make you feel old. College freshmen. They're young.
Your memory.
My senility, one on the list. What are 2 through 5? It's on the way on a freak accident.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
I am just a grumpy old man. That's what I am, and I really don't care.
We're old. Yeah. Getting older all the time. You know, this isn't the first time we've done a segment like this.
They do it every year.
Well, we do it pretty often, too, and... I don't know why. Why do we keep subjecting ourselves to this? It just makes me feel terrible about myself.
We have Mickey on the show every week. She makes us feel terrible about ourselves.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, no, you do a very good job.
This year, this is from Beloit College?
Sure.
I have no idea how to pronounce that word. B-E-L-O-I-T. Mary, you're... Or I mean...
I'm sorry, what's my name?
Mickey, you're Frenchy. You tell me how that's pronounced.
I have no idea.
What good are you?
I go with Beloit.
Beloit, okay.
That sounds a little bit better.
Oi, Beloit. I like it.
Oi, Beloit!
Okay, so this is the college mindset for the class of 2021. Students heading into their first year of college are mostly 18, were born in 1999.
Oh.
Think about this. Next year, these kids were born after the turn of the millennium. They've never known anything before a 2 and a 0 at the front of the year's date.
They're... First memories, because obviously they were born in the year, Prince's song 1999 was always about old things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll never know what it's like to party like it's 1999.
No, they'll just think that's partying like old people.
Right. Yeah. Among iconic figures who have never been alive in their lifetimes are Joe DiMaggio, John F. Kennedy Jr., wow, Walter Payton, and Dusty Springfield.
Oh, my favorite, Dusty.
Their classmates could include Eddie Murphy's Zola and Mel Gibson's Tommy. or Jackie Evancho singing down the hall.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Are those like their children or something?
I'm guessing that's probably.
They were the last class to be born in the 1990s, the last of the millennials. Enter next year on cue, Generation Z. Zed. If you want to go by
Zed's dead.
What? I don't know what that's a reference to, but no.
Pulp Fiction.
Right. Yeah, okay.
I was just going to go, yeah.
Why didn't I remember that? Why don't I know that line? I've seen that movie. Mickey just outclassed me, and I don't
in
like
movies.
That either. Yeah, yeah.
You're full of surprises today.
Sometimes.
You'll get your moment. Let's see. They are the first generation for whom a phone has been primarily a video game, direction finder, electronic telegraph, and research library. That's true, too.
Yeah.
They've never had to dial a phone, probably, you know, in their house.
They don't know what a landline is, probably.
Right. They probably don't know. And then somebody pointed out, too, like, they'll never know the satisfaction of, like, slamming the phone down on somebody when you hang up in disgust.
Oh, yeah, because they just go click.
Yeah, what do you do? Swipe left really hard? I can feel
so
that.
So mad at you.
Oh, I'm going to start a new trend of when I'm mad at somebody and I want to hang up, I'm just going to go bang.
Electronic signatures have always been as legally binding for them as the pen on paper kind.
They probably don't know how to write cursive.
Nope.
Oh, dude, I don't know how to write cursive. I knew before. I totally forgot, though.
Yeah.
What a waste of time that was.
It's like, what is that, Seinfeld trying to write Rizzuto? And I just go...
Man, I'm not getting into... I'm not a calligrapher. I don't care about how swoopy my letters are. I don't give a crap.
You don't
is it legible?
Sign your checks in cursive?
I do sign my checks in cursive.
Yeah. I just scribble.
It's legible.
I mean, if you want me to show you, the signature is not good.
Let's see. In college, they will often think of themselves as consumers who borrowed a lot of money to be there. Way too much money, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Peanuts comic strips have always been reruns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's not too impressive, but...
eHarmony has always offered the algorithm for happiness. That's still not true.
No.
Not for anybody.
No.
Because everybody lies on those things.
I know they do.
Except you. You said you're not a piece of meat.
Well, that wasn't on eHarmony, so
that's
they
true.
Still lie.
They have largely grown up in a floppy-less world, floppy disk specifically, which I've seen it pointed out too. They click the save icon.
And they have no idea what that little design is.
Yeah, that little button that you click in Microsoft Word to save your document. What is it? It's a floppy disk. They have no clue.
No, it's called the save button.
Why don't they just switch it to say save at this point?
It's just
takes up
such
too much
thing.
Space.
Yeah.
Ah, aesthetics.
Really?
I got a grind in my throat. There's a frog down there.
Work with a DJ who used to talk like that.
Let's see. They have never found Mutual Broadcasting or Westinghouse Group on the radio dial, but XM has always been offered as radio programming for a fee.
They've always had paid options for radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. There have always been emojis to cheer them up. The Panama Canal has always belonged to Panama and Macau, and has been part of and Macau has always been part of China.
Okay. Oh, that's something I hold to my heart.
Yeah.
Those Macau days.
Zappos has always been shoes on the internet. Donald Trump has always been a political figure, as a Democrat, an independent, and as a Republican.
Yikes.
That when you say it out loud, really hit you.
Let's see. Amazon has always invited consumers to follow the arrow from A to Z. Their folks have always been able to get reward points by paying their taxes to the IRS on plastic. In their lifetimes, BlackBerry has gone from being a wild fruit to being a communications device to becoming a wild fruit again.
I was going to say, becoming obsolete.
Right, yeah. Becoming a powerhouse piece of technology and then nothing.
You know Ralphie still has one of those?
Really?
Yeah, Ralphie still
does it still work?
Yeah, why? No. He just won't get away from it. I make fun of him all the time.
Let's see. Carl Sagan has always had his own crater on Mars. Ketchup has always come in green.
Gross.
Let's see.
As he's wearing a ketchup shirt.
No, green ketchup is gross. Gotta go red.
No, yeah.
Hey, the BBC has always had a network in the U.S. where they speak American. Napster has always been evolving. They probably never downloaded free music on Napster.
Oh, that was a great time in my life. God, the hours I wasted downloading one song.
Justin Timberlake has always been a solo act.
God, JT.
Yeah.
NSYNC is older than these kids.
Well, now my feelings go bye bye bye.
Family Guy is the successor to Father Knows Best they never knew. They grew up with Family Guy.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton has always just been Hillary Clinton's old crazy husband.
If they only knew. If they only knew why she went crazy.
Let's see. Motorola and Nokia have always been incredibly shrinking giants. And paleontologists have always imagined dinosaurs with feathers.
Oh, yeah, because that wasn't always a thing.
It was, yeah. Or wasn't, rather. I should say. Yeah, so. There's more on here. They never got to see Jimmy Kimmel try to win Ben Stein's money.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, wow. Hey. They also didn't know him part of the Man Show.
Oh, no.
They probably don't. Yeah, dude, because when did that show end?
Ziggy-zaggy. Oi, oi, oi.
Man.
And millennials listening that are just graduating, they're sitting there going, what are they doing? They're just speaking out. They're speaking tongue.
Yeah. Let's see. That's kind of most of the interesting ones.
You know what would be really interesting?
Oh, they've never lived in a world where the Concorde flies the skies.
Ooh.
The Concorde aircraft. Mm-hmm. Supersonic plane. They're talking about bringing it back, though. So maybe they will see it before they die.
Why'd you say that?
Getting that Texas segment still.
Yeah.
Now, it would be really interesting if there's anybody who is graduating and is listening. Email us with stuff that you've heard your parents say or your older brother say.
That you just don't get.
Yeah. It's something you're like, what is that reference? Freaks@freakaccent.com.
They've never lived in a world without Pokemon.
Oh my God, I just thought about this too. We're telling them to email us. They probably have no idea how to use an email. Who has an email anymore?
That's true. Yeah.
Tweet us. @AFreakAccident.
That's right. Do that. Man, now that I feel old, I need something to cheer me up. What do we got? What do we got to cheer me up?
Give me some cheering.
How about McGregor Mayweather?
No.
I wish my head could just go right between their two fists at this point. It's up next on A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
I said it's Gregor versus Weather. Who do you pick? TPV. I'm tuning on the 26. Must see T. V. Aldana come with the hits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was one of the most anticipated fights of all time.
It's what they talked about this for years.
Yeah. They've been teasing it for, God, as long as I can remember.
Put it how big it is. Mayweather came out of retirement for it.
Yeah. This was the fight that they said would never happen. And then all of a sudden,
it's
one day.
It's merging two sports.
Right. And then all of a sudden, the one day, it was happening.
Yeah. It seemed. All the anticipation, and then it was just said.
Yeah.
Like, there was no big thing. It was just like, hey, it's happening.
Yeah, I remember that, too, because it was a meme for the longest time that they would never fight each other, even though they, you know, talk trash and everything else. Yeah. And all of a sudden, one day, I remember reading, I'm like, wait, what McGregor-Mayweather fight? When was this announced? All of a sudden, one day, it was just there. It was in the books, and it was going to happen.
It's in our life now.
And it's in the past now. It happened this past weekend. Did you watch it?
No.
I did.
I did not want to pay $100.
I didn't pay $100.
Smart man.
I allowed someone else to pay $100, and I just piggybacked and brought beer. Mickey, No, you didn't watch it?
Of course.
Let me tell you something. It was a great fight.
It was better than anybody ever thought. No matter if you hate Mayweather or not, he's one of the greatest of all time.
No, the greatest of all time. And I can't stand him. I hate him. He's trash. But he is the greatest boxer who's ever lived.
So then you have a guy who's in UFC. Granted, he could take a punch, and he's boxed before, but not on the level of Mayweather.
Yeah, no. When you take the greatest in the world and you put him in the ring with this guy, with Conor McGregor, you would expect him to just run over him.
One round.
He didn't, though. I mean, but that's always kind of been Mayweather's style. He kind of dances around for a round or two. He measures somebody up, and then he develops a plan and goes after them.
It's the old Muhammad Ali thing, rope-a-dope.
Right.
Tire him out and then take him down.
Well, that was the thing, because that's the thing about Floyd. You can't hit him.
No.
He is so agile, and his footwork is so great that you can't touch him. Like, he bobs and weaves, you wear yourself out, and then he takes you down. And that's pretty much exactly what happened here. Now, granted, the fight went 10 rounds.
About 9 rounds longer than I thought it
would. Yeah. It almost went the distance. But you could tell in that 10th round, even the 9th and the 8th, really, McGregor was gassed. Like, bad.
That's not a UFC fight. A UFC fight is, what, 5 rounds?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah, sure.
He couldn't even hold his hands up. Like, yeah. And that was the thing. That last exchange, which we have the audio of, McGregor just lit him up.
But again, we're talking about a guy in his first pro boxing fight. Oh. Here in round 10 against Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd Mayweather landing the right hands now at will and tags McGregor again. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the ropes, literally and figuratively. How is the notorious one still standing?
That's it.
Oh, Robert Byrne has stopped the fight. But what a night it has been here in Las Vegas.
50-0. And Mayweather has never lost a fight.
And now he's retired. He never will.
Yeah, now he won't.
The interesting thing I saw, 3 million people illegally watched this, which ended up screwing up a lot of things.
Yeah.
It screwed up anybody who paid legally to watch it streaming. It just stopped the match.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people are suing their cable and television providers because the feeds kept dropping.
They're
out.
Not just suing. Well, I'll get to that in a second. They're also, it was people who watched it on cable.
Yeah.
They lost their HD. Now, very millennial argument saying they had, I had to watch it in standard definition. But still, that sucks because you usually pay more to get the HD.
Who wants to squint at 410i? Nobody.
That is the most entitled thing I've ever heard in my life. First world problem to the umpth degree. But it's a class action lawsuit against Showtime.
Ah.
$200 per person that sued. I don't know how many people it is, but it's going to be a lot.
Well, it's not like they didn't make enough money from it, though. Record setting, the most watched pay-per-view of all time. More than 5 million people did pay for it.
And now the next thing, apparently they're both, like, 300 million, I think, Mayweather got and 100 million McGregor got. They're going to go in the octagon because Mayweather won. They're trying to push for the octagon.
So they want Mayweather to fight UFC now.
Yeah.
But they're not going to count it toward his boxing record, obviously.
Well, no, they can't because it's not boxing, but they will get paid double.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I figured if McGregor wins there, Vince McMahon's just sitting there like, there's only one more arena, guys. WrestleMania!
At that point, it's amazing to think that they both walked away with 9 figures worth of money.
Yeah.
I will let anyone who wants to punch me in the head.
I was
square.
Waiting for Mickey to do it without the price.
I won't okay. Block it. I won't block it. You can hit me as hard as you want, right in the head. I'll do it for 5. I'll do it for 4 figures. You don't even. I don't even care. 4 figures. You want to take one shot at me? By all means, I'll let somebody punch me in the head for 4 figures.
Mickey's trying to find a way to sell beans and bumps now. This is my chance.
But it was a great fight, and I'm glad I got to see it. History making. Like I said, at the end, McGregor just didn't have what it took to go the distance. Floyd was just the better boxer.
But McGregor looks like a winner.
Right. Well, he does
went,
because
he went to a different area.
A guy with no prior experience, realistically speaking, went 10 rounds with the greatest fighter who's ever lived.
That's awesome.
And won a few rounds, very clearly, too. Won a few rounds against Floyd Mayweather with no prior boxing experience.
I really had no dog in the fight. I was just enjoying the fact that it actually went it lived up to expectations.
A friend of mine was saying, though, and I kind of wish it did happen, that if he was on the ropes, like if Floyd had him, that he was just going to spin kick him and knock him out. Greatest DQ in history.
Yeah, just walk out.
Totally worth it at that point.
I got it. Mine.
It wouldn't even matter. Go ahead. Pay the $1 million fine or whatever. You just made $100 million.
Yeah.
Who's going to be out any money at that point?
Just awesome.
Great fight, though. Let us what you thought, too. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Up next, things your teachers lied to you about.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Your teachers lied to you.
Not a big surprise.
They were wrong about everything.
Not everything.
No, everything. Fake news. Hashtag fake school.
Wow.
Fake news.
And now they're trying to teach you Common Core? That's not how math is done. They're lying to you about that, too.
I don't even know how to do math to begin with. Don't start throwing apple cores into things.
Oh,
nutrition and math, what?
So we presented this question to our listeners on our Facebook page. What did your teachers tell you that turned out to be totally false? Now, before we get to your responses, Lazy Ear Mickey, what did your teachers tell you that ended up being totally false? I've got one, too. I think I've actually mentioned it on the podcast before, but I'll let you guys go first.
They told me, well, specifically my math teacher, you're going to need geometry in your life.
When?
Nope.
When?
Did I become a foreman? No, not even a fiveman.
Admittedly, I have used geometry and trigonometry to figure out, like, square footage.
Yep.
But
guess what? I just figured out another way. It's called the computer.
Oh, you could ask somebody, too. Or somebody who does know it.
Yeah, go to the computer.
Yeah.
Does everything for you.
Okay, Google.
Yeah. Done.
Oh, geez, my phone just went off. It's trying to answer my question.
All right. That's awesome.
Mickey, what's something your teachers told you that was a complete and utter lie?
Oh, let's see. Because I didn't pay attention to much of what they had to say.
Wow, that shocks me.
Yeah, it's like the podcast.
Mickey, what have I told you that's a lie at this point?
Yeah, right? No, I think I remember a third grade teacher not wanting to use computers and telling us that computers were not going to be needed in the future.
By the way, while you're downloading our podcast on your computer
or phone or other, you know, computation device, maybe you got it on your Apple Watch or something. I don't even know at this point. Yeah, no. No, these computers, they're just a fad. It's going to die out.
Yeah, yep.
This
yeah,
whole
that
computer
happened.
Thing. And that this www.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is going to go the same way that laser discs did. Yeah. Mark my words.
Look what happened to the abacus.
For me, it was, and I think I've mentioned this, I think I've said it on the podcast before. I wanted to go to college originally for like video game design or software development. And I'll never forget one of my teachers told me, you can't do that. That's a dead end field. That's going nowhere. You'll never get any kind of job with that.
Yep.
It's now like the biggest, most high-paying job. I mean, to get to sit and work on video games all day, I mean...
You might end up hating them, but...
I mean, well, sure, you know, you find things wrong with everything that you do, but...
No, I mean, you might end up hating video games because it's your job.
Well, maybe. I don't even care about that, though. I'd have money to spend on other things that would make me happy, like booze. Really expensive booze. So what have your teachers told you, listener? We've got some of your responses here. Number one on these responses was from a dude by the name of Steven, who said, principal and guidance counselor to my parents. He's never going to make anything of himself. At best, he will have a minimum wage job.
Ouch.
Oh, wow. That's harsh.
Yeah. Why were you, what was Nurse Ratchet your freaking teacher? What the heck? I guess working for a major international company, handling millions of dollars a year, owning my own airplane, and starting my own business is not making anything of myself.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, man. How's bragging camp going?
It's going pretty well for him, man. He's the captain of the camp.
Jeez. He says, so glad my parents told me what they said to them. So I guess that was like the incentive. That was the spark that lit the fire that sent this dude off to do all this stuff.
I'm sorry. Steve, you said his name
was?
I'm going to have to call lie on the plane.
How do you know he doesn't own a plane?
I want to see a picture, Steve.
Pick me up, man. Take me skydiving. We'll prove Lazy E wrong.
Steve.
Crisco at afreakaccident.com.
You got to understand. that's a tough deal to believe. Email us the picture, please.
I believe him.
I want to see it.
Why are you so negative?
He did snap this week.
True. Fair
yeah,
enough.
Don't lie about planes or else it's going to go downhill.
This is the result of snap brain. So, yeah. All right. Yeah. You're never going to make anything yourself. Prove them wrong. We've got Murderer saying, you wasted your time in Votech. You're too smart for that. Editor's note, I took the easiest classes I could because I knew I'd have a career out of high school and wouldn't be going to college and wasting my money. And he's been very successful at it, too.
He does very well for himself.
He's a welder? No, he's a metal fabricator.
He does both.
Okay, he does both.
Yep.
And he makes good money doing it, too.
He lies about metal? He's a metal fabricator?
What does he lie about it?
He built the metal for the World Trade Center.
Oh.
It was a fabrication. It was all made of holograms. and he's really good at it, too. He's made me some metal things. Kiri says there are no stupid questions. Was one thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, God, there are so many stupid questions.
No, there's no stupid questions. There's only stupid people.
Yeah. And her other one was, you will use algebra every day of your life. That goes along with your thing with you. I have never had to solve for X ever.
No.
Ever.
Why would you? Who would ever say that? Hey, I've got an X on the ground. Can you add that up?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I was in advanced scientific calculus in college?
That's bragging camp going for you, man.
Because I went to school for nuclear engineering. I don't know if anybody knows that. But I'll never forget, in the middle of the one class, you got to figure, it was one of those chalkboards, kind of like in the picture that you posted, whole wall. And the professor started up in the upper left corner, and this problem, it was a differential equation, took the entire blackboard. And about halfway through, he stops, and he turns around, and he looks at us, and he says, you know, when you get out into the field, there are computer programs that will do all of this for you.
Yep.
And I raised my hand. I'm like, then what am I doing here? And I straight up asked him.
Well, that's what I said when I had a accounting class. And they were telling us how to do ledgers. I'm like, it's on computers. He goes, what if all the computers in the world go down? I go, I doubt I'm going to be worrying about ledgers at that point.
Yeah, if all technology went away, I think the world would have bigger problems than me
figuring my checkbook.
Yeah, balancing your checkbook or me figuring out how to do a differential equation.
Yeah, that's when the robot overlords are going to decide that for me.
We had Mike say that his teachers told him the lie, we live in a democracy, when in fact we live in a constitutional republic, and he is absolutely right! Everybody gets that wrong! Everybody!
Why?
Jesus!
Mike, did you have to bring out Politicrisco?
I know.
Why, Mike?
Mike, come on, man.
Constitutional Republic.
Stop.
The type of democracy.
Stop
it's not
it.
A pure not democracy.
It.
Pure the next democracy one? Is tyranny by the majority!
What's the next
one? See, does that make sense to you? Yeah.
The majority says keep reading the list.
Konar the Barbarian says you'll wind up being a chimney sweep if you can't understand chemistry. Is he a chimney sweep, though? I don't know.
Chim-chimney, chim-chimney, chim-chim-true.
Was that like a double low, though? Because probably chimney sweeps don't exist even in his time frame.
Probably not. I've never seen it. Well, there are still chimney sweeps out there, but...
Yeah, that's true.
They only service rich people's houses because now rich people are the only ones who can afford chimneys anymore.
So really, chimney sweeps probably make a lot of money.
You're right. Ha! In your face, random teacher number 755,000,002.
Booyah!
Yeah. Aaron says, I need to learn BAF. She probably meant math.
Yeah. You also
I'm
need
just
to learn
assume,
English.
Yeah, I'm just going to assume her teachers had to teach her how to properly...
I'm not a dummy.
Yeah. You had to learn hygiene? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's good.
Teachers had to teach you, why do I have to clean myself? No, I needed to learn math because you will never have a calculator with you at all times.
Hello,
phone. How's your phone doing?
That was an excuse that they used, though. You won't always have a calculator.
That's a lie now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
right I wonder here. If she had the same teacher Mickey did, saying, oh, those computers will never catch on.
Yeah, right.
Telephone technology will never advance beyond the telegraph that we have right now.
What do you think the older teachers did, like the older math teachers did when the cell phones came out? They're probably like, oh, no, our one line's gone.
Yeah.
Johnny said the same thing. Learn how to do math in your head. You won't always have a calculator. Lies. Let's see. Brendan said, I'd go blind if I keep... Now, that's just inappropriate, man.
Yo,
that is just inappropriate.
On.
I don't want to hear that.
I don't get it.
Yes, you do. You liar. Shaddy said, that I could do anything I put my mind to.
Oh,
one made me sad.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Lazy East teacher told him, you'll never have entire pages of audio at your command.
That's a lie.
For every situation.
Yeah.
Jennifer, Columbus discovered America.
Ooh.
That's true. He didn't, I saw somebody the other day.
No, he found it.
He didn't even find it. Because somebody pointed this out the other day. This was when all the Confederate statues and all that. Somebody said, oh, people are going after Columbus too. The founder of our nation, somebody said. And then somebody pointed out, Columbus wasn't the founder of our nation. He wasn't even the finder of our nation. He landed in Bermuda.
Yeah.
He never found North America or South America. I mean, I think maybe he did later on. He ended up down in Brazil or whatever.
But even then, it's like the Indians. Like, it's like they were there. That's like me saying I discovered this pen on the ground.
Our boy Deez said, I never listened to my teachers. Ooh. Bravo, sir.
Oh, you're so hard.
Maybe he is. How do you know?
BA, man.
Christopher says, I was told by my teachers that Pluto was the ninth planet from the sun.
Ah.
Poor Pluto. Got the short end of the stick there.
Well, I thought they put it back into...
No, it's a dwarf planet.
Okay. But, is that what it ended up being?
Because I think it was just like random object for a while, and now it's back to dwarf planet.
Hey. It's called vertically challenged planet. Come on.
Steven just says history class. What, like all of it?
That's again, that's like
all
a little...
All of it couldn't have been a lie.
That's a little Jesse Ventura stuff.
All of it, Mickey.
Why not?
I mean, I could see a good portion of
it. It depends on where you go to school. And right. Murder and I have had this conversation because his history is completely different than what I learned up in Massachusetts. Completely different schooling.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could potentially see that. Sure. I'm sure people down south, you know, have a completely different view on the Civil War than we do up here north of the Mason-Dixon.
Fake news.
Adam says everything. Couldn't be more specific, bro.
Yeah, come on.
Couldn't narrow it down.
Let's go down everything.
Everything his teachers told him was a lie. 2 + 2, not 4. Lie. Fake news.
Fake news.
Hashtag fake school.
Yeah.
That was those were the responses, though, some of our favorites anyway, that landed on our Facebook page. You can tell us, too, though, what your teachers told you that ended up being a lie. Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Or head to our Facebook page.
This has just taught me to not ever trust teachers for any reason.
We love you, teachers.
No, I don't.
What if they listen?
They lie. They're a bunch of liars. Look at all these people whose lives they've ruined on our Facebook page.
I'm not sure they ruined
listening
it.
To this podcast, their lives have been ruined. You stick to that.
Oh, okay.
Well, my life has been ruined enough for one night. I think it's time to end this episode of A Freak Accident. What say you, fine gentleman and woman?
I say you don't talk like that ever
fair
again.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Appreciate that.
Needs to stop.
Okay.
Yeah. So, are we good?
I guess we're all right. Mickey, where do they need to go? What do they need to do? There's a whole bunch of things.
I don't know. They got to go to afreakaccident.com.
So, you
send
do know.
Us some
you
emails.
Liar. You're a liar, too. She just said she didn't know. And she went off. Liar. How
liar.
Dare you?
Come on.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Fake news.
Please continue.
I forgot what was that.
Afreakaccident.com. That's the website. Click connect on the menu bar. What's there?
Social media stuff.
Yes, all of our links to all of our social media.
Stuff
so
and things.
The next time we do stuff and things, you'll be able to interact too and leave your snarky remarks, your wisecracks, your straight up lies too. You can post on our Facebook page. Again, that's at connect. Click that at the website, which again is afreakaccident.com. You can also send us an email.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Send it about anything. And if you include your physical mailing address, we'll send you some free stickers. Oh, wow. That was. She didn't say that. That was,
no.
That was the audio. I thought she just said it again because that's like her thing.
Pretty soon I'm going to have all your voice. You'll never have to show up again.
I would love it so much.
Play it again.
Stickers!
Yeah.
Stickers!
Oh, Mickey's hungry.
Cookies.
And Crisco can't take it anymore.
I love it. I love these drops. All right. So, we'll send you stickers. Go ahead.
Stickers!
Yep, they'll come your way. Just leave your physical mailing address in the email.
So crisp and clean.
Like everything I say, right? You can also subscribe. Get our show automatically delivered to you each week. Although why you'd want to at this point, I don't know.
No.
But go to iTunes, subscribe. Every subscription helps us get a little bit more recognized on the charts, and so does every good review that you leave us on iTunes too. So make sure to do that, and you can also subscribe other places too. Maybe Apple is no bueno for you. That's fine. Google Play Music, Spreaker, TuneIn, anywhere you can download podcasts, you can find us.
Yeah.
So just basically come and interact with us. We'd
Please.
Love to hear from you. Next week on the show, 10 weird physical signs that reveal larger health issues. So this will be good.
We're keeping it upbeat.
We just made ourselves feel old. Now we're going to make ourselves feel even
Death.
More like dying because, oh, good, I've got a mole on my palm. That means I have some kind of terrible, uncurable plague disease.
Great.
Yeah, so come back for that next week. Why wouldn't
and
you want to?
Maybe we'll even tell you about the hangover thing that's being Matt Damon. 100 times.
I wasn't even going to mention it. So
no,
fine.
No, that's going to keep on going until we talk about it.
Oh, is this 2 weeks in a row that we've met?
Yeah.
That?
Oh, wait, it's a good time to cover because next week's Labor Day. So people are going to be hungover anyways.
Oh, that's perfect. See?
Oh, perfect, yeah.
That's a show meeting right on the show.
See, that's an age thing, too, though. Why your hangovers get worse as you age. I don't want to keep feeling old. Alcohol's the only thing I have that's good.
Well, get ready for it to end.
That's coming up next week. Come back for it, please. We would love to have you back.
Please.
That wraps up this episode. Thanks for listening. For A Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
I am. Oh, yes, I am just a grumpy old man.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.